Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of I Got Trends in Low Places, courtesy of Podge Moran. And I'm Jack, and that's Miles. And hey, this here is what's a trending. Stevie Nicks is trending. She completed the loop on this Dreams TikTok.
Dogface 420, Nate Apodaca, whatever you want to call this vibration of 2020. Mick Fleetwood got in on it. So Stevie Nicks was not about to be bested and left behind, when especially it's her motherfucking voice that really is giving us the oomph of that entire track of Dreams. And it's, so she joined TikTok, and the video is her lacing on some roller skates. Like one of those like portable like record players blasting Dreams on it. And she's like singing along, and she just kind of laces up her skates and is just kind of like looking at camera. Like she's like, you see, there's cranberry juice by my feet. So I've done the meme, huh? Okay. And these are wheels on my feet. So meme
so
complete.
Strange.
It's look, very she's 72. Strange. You know, she's not really up on fucking TikTok culture.
I don't think either of them should be on any sort of wheeled thing.
No.
Unless it's a mobility assistance thing.
What was Mick Fleetwood filming on when he did that? Because he was gliding.
Yeah.
He was in the back of a truck or something.
On a Jazzy.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I was
worried for him. I like, to be honest, like the dad in me worried for Nate Apodaca during that first video. I was like, yo, watch. Look out behind you. Like, I'm
just going to take one lip to send you off that thing.
Right.
Which there was a string of fail videos of people clearly not being good at longboarding and trying to remake the video and just hitting like the lip of a curb or like trying to go up a ramp part off the like from street to sidewalk and just flying off the fucking front. So those are my favorite. But Stevie Nicks could have used some cocaine to turn that video up, you know?
Yeah. Boof it as she's wont to do.
Boof a gram for the gram, and then maybe you will get viral. I mean, look, whatever. She's already got her checks. It's like, just chill, Stevie. You doing?
Yeah, anything? I don't.
All these people, just collect your check. Don't. I know you didn't want to do it. You look like you didn't want to do it, Stevie. That's the thing I think that upsets me is like when some fucking rep is like, you should get in on this right now, Stevie.
That's my question is who is behind this? Who is motivating these folks to like get involved, jump on the TikTok wave? Is it their grandchildren? Like I always picture a grandchild behind the scenes. And if so, I love it. I love that they're having some like activity with the kiddos, doing a fun video project.
Mick Fleetwood's just a shit grandpa. He's like, do what? No, shit. Yeah. No, I don't have time for that.
With Mick Fleetwood, it might be his girlfriend, but
right. But he's like the kind of dude to be like, that's a bad idea. And then a couple hours later, do it. And you're like, what the fuck was that, Mick? You just ripped my head off. Like, fuck you, grandpa.
Yeah. Anyways, they're living their best life. Those albums never stopped selling. Like they
especially now
classics. And now, yeah, man,
they're like that made up for them not being like doing the like arena tours of like the like Kings of Leon do. We're like, we're missing out on that Kings of Leon arena money, man. Yeah. All right, fuck it. This viral video, it's just enough to keep it going.
Akoba is also trending. Amy Coney Barrett.
Any commie barrel?
Yeah, yeah. She is a commie. I'll tell you what,
Army
because of all these red
barnacle
flags she's throwing up left and right, she might
real red
well
scare
be. Yeah. All right. So the thing that seems like it's going under, pursued on behalf of the Democrats is how anti-democratic every aspect of this is. And I don't know, maybe I'm missing and they're actually like doing this and it's just not getting covered that much, but like the majority of the country is against this hearing. Like that's every poll says the majority of the country wants them to wait until after the election.
Like the lowest one is like 6 in 10 saying no, wait till the election.
Yeah. And then the things that she has like either shown to be in favor of or like said she's in favor of, she would further dismantle Obamacare, uphold abortion limits, invalidate most regulations on guns and back corporations over individuals in most legal matters, would not recuse herself from a case involving Trump's election, even as the president has implied that he wants Barrett confirmed. So these are all things that are wildly unpopular. So it's really becoming, you know, the thing. Like that republic over democracy argument is really coming into focus. Like the Republicans are for a republic and not the will of the people. They want a law that tells everybody what to think and what to do, and that law is white supremacy.
Yeah. I mean, Lindsey Graham even said the shit out loud during the hearing, where he was like asking a hypothetical to Army Combo Barrett. Yes. I'm sorry, Judge Arm. Basically said, quote, you're not aware of any effort to go back to the good old days of segregation by a legislative body. Is that correct?
Wait,
and
what?
He was being sarcastic, trying to be flippant by saying the good old days, but quite literally was like apparently wanted to assuage people's fears that this is sort of what the end game is. And it's almost like, yeah, they probably won't do it through a legislative body because they're looking for a different system in which to enact things like that. But it was a very just weird moment where, you know, everyone is just kind of being like, yeah, look, here it is. This is white supremacy. This could be white supremacy's last stand in a way. Yeah. It won't be white supremacy's last stand. Who am I kidding?
No. we're going to have to beat that out via war, it seems like, unfortunately. Macron, what's going on with him? Why is he trending?
Well, France, I think in a further indication that we are nowhere close to being out of the woods in any country. I mean, unless you're fucking New Zealand, fucking Kiwi fucks with their two cases a year, whatever the fuck it was.
Did you see that picture from the football game?
Yeah, I saw it from the fuck, like, Ruggers or whatever they were doing.
Yeah.
But Macron had to declare a public health state of emergency in France because, you know, the pandemic continues and cases are rising, hospitalizations are increasing, and this is like, as everyone was predicting, there's going to be a resurgence going into the winter, and we're starting to see bits and pieces here and there. So yeah, it's, you know, really, honestly, I fucking feel so bad for the frontline health workers who, like, even though we stopped seeing those clips of people so dejected and exhausted from the sheer volume of people coming in for care, we're still, these people are still fighting the same battle. And yes, granted, the ways we're doing treatment have become a bit more refined as like we've learned a bit more. We're still not fully knowing what's happening. There's a report that someone in the UK just experienced sudden permanent hearing loss as one of as a symptom or something that occurred because of them connected to their COVID infection. Wow. So we're still like, there's just so many things we're still learning. And I can't imagine anyone can see headlines like that and feel really good about being like, yeah, we need to go full throttle into everything versus trying to like protect each other and protect people who shouldn't have to put themselves at risk. And I just want to keep reiterating that.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Donald Trump is out there throwing out hats and dancing with people and, saying he wants to kiss them, kiss all the women.
And kiss you.
Even the men.
I don't care.
And then Mike Lee at the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation hearing, just, you know, taking his mask off, talking, chatting it up. Even though he tested, these are both people who tested positive.
Literally on top of Chuck Grassley's head. I was on the AKA the other day when I was singing Queen, I was talking about sneezing on Chuck Grassley's head. I saw that picture of Mike Lee and Lindsey Graham talking to old ass Chuck Grassley. I'm like, y'all really don't? Okay, whatever.
They just like don't care. They don't care.
Yeah. I mean, if there's an article that was very true, it's like, actually, if you really think about it, the GOP is actually quite verifiably pro coronavirus.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you can actually point to more things that would say, in a binary, they are pro.
I mean, is there any chance the president is out here just seeding battleground states with coronavirus so that voter turnout is lower on election day? Like, because as part of his voter suppression efforts?
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
It's a question we all have to
ask ourselves, man. You know?
Yeah.
Get Scully and Mulder on it.
Billie Eilish is trending because trash-ass internet trolls, she was photographed not in baggy clothing, and immediately, so she wears baggy clothing as a style choice and also, you know, to avoid body shaming, and they found a picture of her not wearing baggy clothes and immediately started body shaming her.
Yeah. Oh, risque, showing a lot of skin. Oh, yeah. Look at her curves. She's 18, man, leave her alone. If anything, come after the outfit she was wearing. You know, those Fear of God shorts and Gucci socks with Yeezy slides make you look like somebody who doesn't vote. But, you know.
Man.
But I get it. She's 18. That's how a hype beast dress. And you know what? When you're making that much money, they probably, she's always dripping in Gucci. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
The drip is out of control. Which is funny, because even when that outfit, I'm like, yo, them shorts are like $200. Some fucking slides. Some socks are like...
They do not look, it looks like something that you, like, I would accidentally wear to bed just because I put on my, what I was sleeping in the dark in my closet while I was asleep.
For an outfit that is actually a bit of a flex for hype beasts, to an elder person who doesn't know what any of these brands are would be like, what? That's an expensive outfit?
Yeah.
It looks, those are just sweatshorts.
Yep. That is a pretty good impression of me. And finally, Ice Cube is trending. Oh, man. What can we say?
Yeah.
Ice Cube, I don't know.
Doing the devil's work.
Yeah. One of Trump's minions said that Ice Cube was on board for the Platinum Plan, that whole Trump administration reelection plan to get black people to get on the MAGA train.
Yeah.
With his platinum plan, platinum express.
Hey, hop on the white supremacy powered MAGA train.
Yeah.
Black America, come on in. It's fine-ish until you really look closely and you're like, what is this?
And then, so Ice Cube is actually, you know, working with them and has announced that he's, you know, helping out with it. And it's not, he's not saying he supports Trump or that he supports Biden. He's,
yeah, he said both parties are trash. And he actually, he said he met with both parties because he said, because both parties have done nothing for Black America. And yeah, that's definitely true. Yeah. Like to differing degrees. But I think there, I don't know if he knows this, but they're using him as a total pawn to be like, you see Black people, this Black guy also thinks Joe Biden is bad and even Trump is bad. So I don't know. Maybe you sit this one out. I don't know. I don't know. Listen to him. This is the guy from Are We There Yet? You know, very, very seminal piece of culture in hip hop. So please listen.
Are We There Yet would be his most seminal piece of culture, you think?
I think for hip hop. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I can't think of a film Ice Cube has been in or inspired that has been more seminal to lyrics and anything in hip hop than Are We There Yet? Or no, maybe Are We There Yet too?
Yeah, that was my one.
Because I remember people were like, "Oh, stipulation. Are we gonna get the sophomore curse on Are We There Yet too?" And I mean, you know what? He showed us. Him and Nia Long showed us.
Did it
never
again.
Never misses.
Comparing Are We There Yet and Are We There Yet 2 is a little like the LeBron Jordan GOAT debate.
Yeah.
It's like, come
it's
on.
Not. And
different
we get
eras.
Into this.
Yeah.
It's error-based. Error-based, I mean. Sorry. That was an error to do that.
All right. So those are the things that are trending this Wednesday afternoon. We will be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. Stay inside and don't do nothing about white supremacy. We will be back tomorrow and we'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.